In this bulletin, Russian forces trying to seize the Chernobyl nuclear power plant. Western allies announce further sanctions on Russia. And in sport, former New Zealand and Samoa rugby international Vaeinga Twingamala has died aged 52. With the latest from the SBS newsroom. Good morning, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says Russian forces are trying to seize the Chernobyl nuclear plant. The plant was the site of the world's worst nuclear disaster when a nuclear reactor exploded in 1986, spewing radioactive waste across Europe. Located 130 kilometres north of the capital Kyiv, the exploded reactor is covered by a protective shelter to prevent radiation leaks, with the entire plant decommissioned. President Zelensky has tweeted, "Defenders are giving their lives so that the tragedy of 1986 will not be repeated, and that the actions are a declaration of war against the whole of Europe." Mr. Zelensky also wrote that he has been speaking to French President Emmanuel Macron and Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. Russian forces have fired missiles at several Ukrainian cities and landed troops on its south coast after Russian President Vladimir Putin ordered a special military operation in eastern Ukraine, signalling the start of an invasion. Explosions and artillery fire have been heard in the capital Kyiv, while Ukraine says it has shot down Russian planes. It has led Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky to declare martial law across the country. Mr. Putin has warned that any attempts to interfere with the Russian invasion will have consequences. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky has called on citizens to come forward and defend the country from Russian forces. It comes as 40 Ukrainian soldiers and 10 civilians have been killed, with the country's armed forces involved in heavy fighting to repel attacks in the Donbas and other regions. Mr. Zelensky says weapons will be given to Ukrainian citizens if they want them.
Ми вже видаємо зброю.
We are already handing out weapons, and will hand them out to defend our country to everyone who wants and has the capacity to defend our sovereignty. The future of Ukraine depends on every citizen.
He's also urged Ukrainians to donate blood for wounded soldiers in hospital. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg has called Russia's attack on Ukraine a brutal act of war. He says it's a grave moment for the security of Europe.
Sadly, what we have warned against for months has come to pass. Despite all calls on Russia to change course and tireless efforts to seek a diplomatic solution, peace on our continent has been shattered. We now have war in Europe on a scale and of a type we thought belonged to history.
The NATO chief says Russia's leaders bear full responsibility for their reckless actions and the people who have died. The European Commission has announced further sanctions targeting strategic sectors of the Russian economy by blocking their access to technologies and key markets. The Commission's President Ursula von der Leyen says the sanctions will weaken Russia's economic base and capacity to modernise. She says the Commission will freeze Russian assets in the European Union and stop Russian banks' access to European financial markets. She says the European Union stands by Ukraine in these dark hours.
Russian troops invaded Ukraine, a free and sovereign country. And once again in the center of Europe, innocent women, men and children are dying of fear for their lives. We condemn this barbaric attack and the cynical arguments to justify it. It is President Putin who is bringing war back to Europe.
To sport, and former New Zealand and Samoa rugby league player Vaeinga Twingamala has died aged 52. Known as Inga the Winger, the rugby legend made his All Blacks debut in 1989 before switching to represent Samoa at the 1995 Rugby League and 1999 Union World Cups. He won 19 caps for the All Blacks in rugby union and 23 for Samoa and 2 caps for Samoa in the rugby league. His cause of death is not yet known. And now a look at today's weather. Mostly sunny for Perth, 34 degrees, much the same for Adelaide, 29. Cloudy for Melbourne, 23 degrees. Early drizzle for Hobart, 19. Showers, 23 for Canberra. In Wollongong, showers as well, 24. Similar conditions, 27 for Sydney, much the same for Newcastle. In Brisbane, rain with a possible heavy falls, 25 degrees. A shower or two for Cairns, 33. And 31 degrees in Darwin with a possible shower or storm. Peggy Giacomelos with the latest from the SBS Newsroom.